troop readiness rather than confusion. I am Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. President Trump is standing firm on his position that people with gender dysphoria don't belong in the military. Even though it's common sense, Secretary of Defense James Mattis found research that confirmed there are substantial risks with having military personnel who question or seek to change their gender identity. Mattis stated that allowing them to serve could undermine readiness, disrupt unit cohesion, and impose an unreasonable burden on the military that decreases military effectiveness. The previous administration treated our military like a social club and an experiment. But thankfully, President Trump sees the need for our service personnel to be a fine-tuned fighting force of people who can defend our freedom. Serving in our military is a privilege, and soldiers are there to protect. They cannot do that when there is confusion, dysfunction, and distraction. Stay informed at our website, lc.org.